The 26 Mexican workers got H-2A visas through Tejas Workforce Connection of Texas. It recruits temporary agricultural workers for companies including Beck's Hybrids in Hamilton County. The contract required to get the workers' visas promised them $11.63 an hour to detassel corn from July to October of 2014. But the contractor, Joe Gomez Jr., couldn't find the group enough work and cut them loose after just 2 weeks. And he didn't pay at least three quarters of the promised wages, as required by federal law. U.S. Department of Labor spokesman Scott Allen says that shortchanged a vulnerable population.
They're basically putting out themselves to try and make some wages, and if they don't get them, then they could be in a tough situation to try and raise their families.
Gomez has also been assessed more than $17,000 in civil penalties. His was one of 173 similar cases across the country in 2014. The H-2A program requires recruiters to prove they can't fill the same jobs with American workers. It's used most often in the southeastern U.S. on tobacco and fruit farms. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek.